Hi everyone, this is Doug Laura reviewing the role of an account owner today. We've done this before, but we're just updating a bit. First of all, I'm going to be logging in today using a work or school account. That is differentiated from a personal or a Microsoft account, which is also known as a Windows Live ID. Takes me to a little bit different login. Signing in. And this is the first time I'm logging in with this account. Just wanted to highlight that the first time you log in, you do get this ominous warning. This really is telling you that any existing subscriptions that you have will be converted to Azure Enterprise offers and begin billing against the enterprise agreement. There's one highlight here I want to make that's going to be changing in the months to come. MSDN or Microsoft Developer Network subscriptions are really being rebranded as Visual Studio subscriptions. So you'll begin to see the words MSDN disappear from our banners, from our portal, and even from the account owner profile, where today you can select a box that says you're eligible for EA MSDN Dev Test offers, which is a subscription offer type. Those will all change to Visual Studio over time, and I believe the offer for Enterprise Dev Test will be just that without having MSDN in the name. So I'm going to click Continue here. If I do have any prepaid sponsorship, BizSpark, Microsoft Partner Network subscriptions with benefits, those all would go away and the subscription would become billable at the EA rates at this point. So I'm continuing here. Now I'm logged in as an account owner. I am going to go, well, I'm in the reports menu, and the only things that I have as an account owner is a usage summary. I don't have any usage here yet, and a download usage. Let me just go to the download usage. If my enterprise administrator has enabled to me to see costs, then I'm going to get these views that give me cost reports and give me the ability to set an API access key. This API access key here is going to allow me only to see my own user data and costs programmatically, but I can create a key here. I do want to go into the Manage menu here to get to subscriptions, and I'm going to start by adding a subscription to this account. This does take me to the account portal. This is just a link to take me to account.windowsazure.com. And this is where I will create subscriptions. By default here, I'm going to have only the production offer type, which is the Microsoft Azure Enterprise offer type. The very first time I do create a subscription, it is going to ask for some additional information. A phone number and email address is required. And your agreement to the terms that this is subject to your enterprise agreement. The first time you do this, it'll say sign up. If you create additional subscriptions in the future, you'll skip these two items, and this will say purchase instead. That's a little bit of a misnamed item because you're not really buying anything. You are just getting a subscription that you could put things into. It's like getting a grocery cart and agreeing that everything you put into the basket you're going to pay for, subject to the terms of your agreement. So this says that it will take up to 4 minutes to create a subscription. In real life experience lately, I've seen this typically taking less than a minute. I'm hoping, since this is a live demo, that that's what it will take today, less than a minute. And while I'm waiting on this, let me tell you a few other things that you can do on the account portal, the portal we were just on. First of all, because of the direct link here, it's taking us immediately after this subscription is created to portal.azure.com, where we manage subscriptions now, our new Azure management portal. In order to come back and customize the name of the subscription, we would have to come back to the account portal, and I'll show you how we do that through a link when we get to portal.azure.com. And secondly, on portal, on account.windowsazure.com is the only place that you can sign up for what we call preview features. So if we're announcing a new Azure service feature and you want to take advantage of it, you would have to come back to account.windowsazure.com, sign up for that preview feature, and you would subsequently, once accepted into that preview, be able to configure those services. Those typically run at reduced or zero cost because they do not have the production SLAs, and typically we will give you at least 30 to 60 days notice when we're going to convert those to production offers, and the pricing will change for those production offers. All right, now I click on Start Managing My Service, which is going to take me to portal.azure.com. This is the new management portal. I believe the last demo I had was still taking us to manage.windowsazure.com. The thing that I want you to note here is that if you have services that continue to use only the old portal, manage.windowsazure.com, at some point in the future, they will all be available on this portal. But until you do, you'd have to, you know, go to that portal directly by URL. There may be a link here, but my recommendation is just to go to manage.windowsazure.com for services like Azure Active Directory, which still has to be configured there, and a few others. Eventually, they'll all be here. The other thing is, if you have people that are going to be co-administrators on the subscription, and they need to manage those old services, then they must be added also as co-administrators on manage.windowsazure.com instead of being added in this portal. I'm going to go as if all of our services are in this portal. So first I would normally click on subscriptions. I'm going to see that I have one new subscription here. I'm going to select that subscription. It does tell me that this subscription is managed in the Microsoft Enterprise portal. Couple things here. If I wanted to go back to the account portal, I can click on this quick start icon. It looks like a cloud with a lightning bolt in it. And all of these items here on the right, subscription management items, will take me to account.windowsazure.com. So if I want to edit subscription details, which is to change the name of this, I'm going to click on edit subscription details. It's now opening a window for me on account.windowsazure.com. And it's still setting up this subscription, as it tells me here, so I can't actually edit that subscription name yet. But normally there would be a menu here, right in here where you see these blue menu items, and one of those items would be to edit subscription details. That's where I could add or customize the name of that subscription. I'll have to come back to that in a minute. And then here's those preview features that I talked about. To get back to the portal, I can just go to here, portal.azure.com, and I think it also opened a window. Yeah, so it just opened a second window, so I can just go to this first browser tab to get there. The other thing in the new portal, in order to add co-administrators without going to the old management portal, you click on this little headshot icon here. You can see the user roles by clicking on roles up here at the top. Now we have a bunch of predefined roles. The roles that originally came out with role-based access were these three: owner, contributor, and reader. And they have specific permissions. But over time, as we've added many more applications, the application providers have made custom roles. So you'll see a lot of these customized roles here. And this is all called role-based access. I encourage you to read about this on www.azure.com, which is where all of our documentation is held. You can build and create your own custom roles. These all use Azure Active Directory, essentially, for creating the roles, giving the permissions that you can use in that role, down to things like, this user is able to open support tickets and this one is not, or this role is able to open support tickets and this role is not. In what we call the traditional co-administrator role, the way we used to do it on the old portal, manage.windowsazure.com, it is an ownership role that lets you do everything, including access to all resources and the ability to open support tickets and the ability to add other co-administrators. So this is the replacement, essentially, for the co-administrator role if all of the services that you're managing are going to be in this new portal. That's discussion of roles. If I go to add a role, I'm going to click on add. I'm going to select the role. and now I'm going to get a user list. In this case, I've created an Azure Active Directory that has only one user in it right now, so I don't see a list here. But if I was in a corporate directory, for example, I could enter the names of other folks that were in my organization, and it would find them usually using a alphabetic type search. So I've seen, you know, searches on first names, last names, IDs, etc. And I would be able to see that list of users here. So that's to illustrate the process of adding a co-administrator in the new portal, of editing and customizing the name of a subscription in the new portal. And then, of course, adding services. Basically, I can go to all resources or virtual machines, you know, and I can begin to add services here using the new graphical interface. There are far better demos on our general Azure website, again, www.azure.com, on how to create resources in this portal than I could even ever demonstrate. And they are, you know, oriented by the service type that you're building. So I, again, encourage you to go to www.azure.com and take a look at the videos and things there that will guide you in creating Azure services. The other thing I always like to show is how to open a support ticket. So if you go to this tile on the front page, Help and Support, and add a new support request, you got to choose the issue type. Every new customer now should have, well, starting in May of 2017, should have a technical support contract available to them. So if you have technical issues, you can use this. Many items that are ordered are subscription management, like raising quotas. There's actually a specific category for quota, but transferring subscriptions from one owner to another, for example, I'd use this topic, and billing. These are free items. It's going to load my support plan here anyway. And it's telling me that I have standard support. Again, this is one of the free for a year offers for all new EA customers. And it also is highlighting that they've got a lot of volume of support tickets, so they may be delayed. But in any case, I can click Next here. I can build a ticket over this issue by defining details, timeframes, uploads if I have them. You know, I've got things here with changing ownership, which is something that now enterprise administrators can do in the EA portal as well, enabling, you know, switching to different offers, etc. So a lot of items here. In this process, once I've filled out all of the ticket items, including the problem type and the contact information, I will get a ticket number, which is how we track all of these, and you'll be able to track them in this portal as well. I'm going to go back. So that's portal.azure.com. Let me see if that if the management portal, I'm sorry, the if account.windowsazure.com has yet populated the information here where I can edit the name. If it's not ready, we'll just skip that part for now. Okay, so this subscription is fully active now, and I can edit subscription details. This my first subscription. I could have also changed the service administrator at that point. If I do change that service administrator, then I will lose view of this subscription at portal.azure.com. So typically, the account owner is going to hold that service administrator role. All right, back on ea.azure.com, I can use this refresh subscription button. Don't know if this will work immediately. I know sometimes this takes a few minutes for this information to flow, but it should go out and grab the information that I have put out at account.windowsazure.com, the subscription information, and pull it in here. That's what the refresh button is intended to do, is to go grab things before our next batch job, which runs normally nightly, Redmond, Washington time, sometime around, I want to say 10 p.m. And the idea of the refresh button here is that it's going to go out and then grab that information quickly and refresh the information about your subscriptions. Or more quickly than waiting on an overnight run in any case. Pardon the pause here while we wait on this action to complete. The other thing I will note while we're on this screen, if you have any subscriptions that you have previously canceled or are deleted, they will not be visible in this pane because what we have done here is filter to only active subscriptions. And so you're only going to see ones that are in an active status. If you want to see historic subscriptions that you might have used in the past and deleted or canceled or suspended, you would deselect this box here, and then you'd be able to see those subscriptions. There are other videos on our site. So here's the new subscription, my first subscription. It did get that new name, some information about it. There are other videos on our Channel 9 site that will guide you in using the API and the download usage. So I won't cover those here, but these are things, again, that as an account owner, if your enterprise administrator has enabled you to see costs, you'll be able to pull reports here for just your subscriptions that give you detailed information, and you'll also be able to use an API access key to use it with Power BI and or to use the data programmatically. That really covers this role of this new account owner using the new portal.azure.com as the management portal. Thanks for your time. Talk to you later.